The True Guilt of the Jews Revealed. The apostles spoke plainly of the great sin of the Jews in putting to death the Prince of Life, but they were careful not to drive their hearers to despair. "Ye denied the Holy One and the Just," Peter said, "and desired a murderer to be granted unto you, and killed the Prince of Life, whom God hath raised from the dead, whereof we are witnesses. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance ye did it, as did also your rulers." RSP. He declared that the Holy Spirit was calling them to repent. Only by faith in the one whom they had crucified could their sins be forgiven. "Repent ye therefore, and be converted," Peter cried, "that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. God, having raised up his Son Jesus, sent him to bless you, in turning away every one of you from his iniquities." Many were waiting for this testimony, and when they heard it, they believed and took their stand in the ranks of those who accepted the gospel. While the disciples were speaking, the priests, and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees, came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people, and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. The priests had spread the report that Christ's body had been stolen by the disciples while the Roman guards slept. It is not surprising that they were displeased when they heard Peter and John preaching the resurrection of the one they had murdered. The Sadducees felt that their most cherished doctrine was in danger. Pharisees and Sadducees agreed that if these new teachers were to go unchecked, their own influence would be in greater danger than when Jesus was on earth. Accordingly, the captain of the temple, with the help of a number of Sadducees, arrested Peter and John and put them in prison. Abundant evidence that the apostles were speaking and acting under divine inspiration had been given the Jewish rulers, but they firmly resisted the truth. Though at times they had been convinced that Christ was the Son of God, they had stifled conviction and crucified him. Now another opportunity was granted them to turn to him. But the Jewish teachers refused to admit that the men charging them with crucifying Christ were speaking by direction of the Holy Spirit. Their obstinacy became more determined. It was not that they could not yield, they could, but would not. They persistently rejected light and stifled the convictions of the Spirit, their rebellion intensified by each successive act of resistance against the message God had given his servants to declare.